Maybe cream?
Well, not the cream. This is sour. This is turned sour, but you keep it around and you make things out of it sometimes.
Butter, maybe?
Well, I don't think you'd make butter out of it. Have you ever made something like clabber?
I've heard of clabber milk. Yeah, I've heard of that term before.
What's that?
It's milk that's really, in my terminology, milk that is spoiled.
So can you use it for anything?
Some people drink clabber milk. But me, it's real revolting. I couldn't imagine anybody doing it.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
No, I haven't.
Well, so you've never heard of anything being made out of it?
No.
Well, what do you do with milk, the first thing after milking?
If you were doing home milking without the benefit of a processing plant,
yes, sir.
You would skim the milk.
And what does that do?
That takes the film that develops on the top of the milk. Is supposed to be the richest portion of the milk, I believe. And you skim this off and, gosh, I think you make butter out of that.
Well, to get the impurities out of it, what do you do?
Strain. And use a straining cloth. And I think where they got their straining cloths, the best I remember, was from flour sacks.
Really? They used the...
Well, washed the flour sacks, and they were real fine material. And they would use this to strain out impurities.
Well, did you do that after you skimmed it or before you skimmed it?
The best I remember, it was the straining possibly came before to get all the impurities out, and then it was allowed to sit for a period of time, and this film formed on top of it.
What does your wife go to the grocery store to buy?
Groceries.
And groceries are what?
Food.
And when she does that, she might come home and make a dessert. Maybe she takes apples or peaches or something like that and line a dish with some dough or something, put them in there and bake it in the oven. What would she make?
Pie?
Well, it wouldn't be quite like a pie. It'd be in a deep dish. And it might have several layers of dough and fruit. Would you still call that a...
I guess.
Well, have you ever heard of a cobbler?
In relation to peach cobbler or apple cobbler, yeah.
Now what's that? Is that a top?
That would be a form of a pie, yeah.
And but which would you call it if she served you some of that?
I guess you would call it cobbler, depending upon what fruit you used.
Oh, really? Well, if you use blackberry, which would it be?
Blackberry cobbler, peach cobbler, apple cobbler.
Could you make a... Well, is anything you call a pie be made like that?
Yeah, a pie could be made in a similar fashion. Although you wouldn't... I wouldn't think of a pie as being anything as thick or as much depth to it as a cobbler has.
Well, if she took some milk or cream or something, put some sugar in it and nutmeg and mix it all together to pour over or something like that, what would you call that? A little sweet.
I wouldn't have a name for that right now.